Fighter in Shaspian Khuln Daftani picking up 11 lines down. We were in the middle of it. The first one line, Vibai Sema. We were in the middle of a discuss. Well, we were discussing a concept that the Mishnah says that Ginanusha applies even by Kachim. And then the Gemara says, okay, what's the case we're referencing? We're talking about a case when it's a Bechor. Now we're going to give another answer of the this din that Ginanusha applies to Kachim. Vibai Sema, Vlados Kachim Havyasan Hain Kidoshim. We said that one of the cases, we knocked it off, but we said one of the cases maybe we're discussing that it's talking about the offspring of a muktash animal, and then we said, nah, but now we're coming back to maybe that is what we're talking about, and it's going according to the opinion that the Vlad of Kachim become muktash when they come into being, meaning when they are born, but not before that. Therefore, the Gidanasha Isser, which comes with the formation of the sinew, when the animal is still a fetus, takes effect before the Kachim Isser, which doesn't come to the animal until the animal is actually born, says Rashi. V'boy sema b'vlados kachim v'ashmina tana didan d'lo kache b'mei iman, they're not kadosh in the mama's womb, ela b'avyasan, b'yitziyasan, only when they come out. Hilkach iser ginanasha b'kulan, it applies with them, mishum de'iyu kadam, that comes before it comes into the state of kedusha, d'noi v'shlil v'sula paka, doesn't then leave, doesn't lose that iser. The lo tema b'me'iman kedoshim, that they're kadosh in the me'iman, v'esimukdashin kadim, and therefore it came first, kedamrin b'nefel, shalonis kashu evar, like we said, by the nefel that its limbs were not yet bound together, begidin, v'su lo asi iser gira v'chayel. And therefore, uses this lashon b'avyasa mishum lishna dekra de alfina mine kedushas vlados kachim meperek beis de becharos ra kodshecha elu tumuros asher yelacha elu ha vlados. Now the Gemara goes on to understand the meaning of the Mishnah's din that the Ginanasha is applies to kachim. Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef lo shana elu kachim nechalim. They didn't say that the Ginanasha, this iser, applies to kachim except with kachim that are eaten. Rashi says, Chatas v'ashim ushlamim. We saw this earlier, that this is a machlokas. Because we're not eaten, a.k.a. the Ola, we don't have the Yisr of Ginanasha. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, nope. Echad kachim and echalim, echad kachim sheinu echalim. I don't care if they're eaten or not. Still, Yisr Gid, the Yisr of Ginanasha applies to it. Amar Papa, v'lo pligim, really, they're not arguing. They're talking about two different things. Kan lehalkoso. Here, Rashi says, lucky im achlu, that is, in the case of Yochanan's din, that both kachim that are eaten, kachim that are not, and the Ginanasha applies, kan l'alkoso, he's talking about, in reference to give malkos for eating the Ginanasha, and kan l'ha'aloso, Rav Chiya bar Yosef's din is talking about bringing it up on the Mizbech to burn it. Rashi says, what does that mean, that there's no iser of doing it, l'aloso Mizbech, ain iser gid noig, okay, there's no iser of gid that's going to apply there. Kedarmina l'kaman, d'lok siv v'lo yochal Mizbech. That is, that the Mizbech shouldn't go ahead and eat it. The only problem is if a person is eating it, when the pasuk says Alkein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael is Ginanasha, it doesn't say that the mizbeach can't eat it. So you can bring it up in the mizbeach. Some say it's not like that, and that is the number of papa v'lo pliga that are arguing kan lecholzo. Heber of Chiyah Yosef's din is talking about removing it from the thigh before bringing it on the Mizbeach. He's saying that there's no chiyuv to remove the Ginanasha before putting it on the Mizbeach to burn it. As long as Ginanasha is still in the thigh, the Ginanasha Isser does not apply. And it can be burned in the Mizbeach as part of the thigh. This is Rashi. Man da'amer ein knowing ba'ola l'cholzo ka'amar. She'enu mitzava l'cholzo m'nerech to remove it from them. Man da'amer knowing la'aloso ka'amar da'asa la'aloso b'fnei asum imperish. Yeah, let's read it. V'kan la'aloso, Rabbi Yochanan's din is talking about bringing it up on the Mizbech after it was removed from the thigh. Once the Ginanasha has been removed from the thigh of the Ola, then that Isser does apply even to the Mizbech. So instead of burn the separated Ginanasha on the Mizbech, Rav Chiya bar Yosef agrees as well. And let's take a look. Nachama Yitzchak Amar la'aloso pligi. No, they're actually arguing about whether or not you're allowed to bring it up, right, as part of the thigh. As we shall build up to see, the Tanya will learn a Braisa. The Hikdar Kohen is a Kol HaMizbeicho. And the Pasuk says about the Karban Ola, it says the Kohen should bring everything on the Mizbeach. Rashi says, HaKol Rebuyehu, that's a Reboy. L'Rabba Sot, Samas Fagidim V'Karnar B'Telafim. Excluding the bones, the sinews, the horns, and the hooves of the Ola. Yachal Afilu Perishu, and then you would think that maybe it's being brought up, even if it's separated. Rashi says, Afil Perishu Min HaBasar, Harach Gidin, Begidin, HaMutarn Ka'amar, Dumi Dat Tamos, talking about the Tumut ones like Tadish HaMutar Tamos, Tamid Lomar, V'asiso Losecha, HaBasar V'Adam, and you shall make your Ola carbon, the meat and the blood, which is telling us that only the meat and the blood of the carbon are put in the Mizbeach, but not the bones and the sinews and the horns and the hooves. E basar v'dam, if however the Torah were to state only the latter pasuk, which telling us that the meat and the blood are brought, yachal yachal tzgidim atzamas, you would have think that one has to remove the sinews and the bones and the horns and the hooves. The yala basar, the gamim Mizbeach, and bring up only the meat and Mizbeach, tamad lomar v'ikdar kohen, everything's reburned. Okay, so one second. We do put it up, but we don't put it up. What's going on? Michu bar nyalu. If they're mechuber, they go up. Parshu, but if they separated and a feel by rosh el mizbeach, then even if they're on top of the mizbeach, they have to come down. You got to bring it down. Uman Tana, who is the Tana, the Shamitai Dhamma Parshu Yadru? Who's the one who says that heard that said that if they separated from the meat, from the meat of the mizbeach, of the carbon, that they have to come down from the mizbeach? Rebbe, the time was in the brace of Hikter Kohen, this I call the Rabbos, that's a Reboy. It's almost like you know, with love him, Vafila Parashu, even they separated. Vahamani Makayim, Masisa, Lusacha, Basav Adam. What do I do with this? Which implies mashma, only the meat and the blood are put in this bech and not the other parts of the carbon, the Ola. Bepokin, we're talking about the parts that shot off the mizbeach. She says, "Me Allah or like the fire, like shot it off." Haketzad ikule basar atamachzer. It's telling you that the partially consumed meat of an ola that shoots off, the mizbeach you return to the fire in order to finish it off. Via tamachzer ikule gidin, but some must be returned to the mizbeach the partially consumed sinews and bones. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, "Kasav echad Omer v'hikter akornis hakol." That's a riba, that he brings everything in his bech. That's including the bones, the sinews, the horns, the hooves. Because of Echad Omer, V'sisol Tzach HaBasav Adam, which sounds like it's just a basav adam. Miyet, that's a miyot. Okay, so how do you put this together? Mechubar Mialu. If it's Mechubar, then it goes up with it. Raparshim, it's a separate. Even if they're on top of the Mizbeach, you bring them down. You take them off the Mizbeach. Kunto Chois, what comes from this Braisa? Rebbe is the Tana that says that the bones and the Gidim that separate from the Bayin of this carbon don't go in the Mizbeach. Going to Chachamim, though, they are put in the Mizbeach. The Rabbanan who explain this pasuk that are including the bones and the sinews that are separated, they say, V'chubaran lo itzrich kura l'rabuye. You don't need a pasuk to include this idea of the things that are V'chubar, midi d'havia rosh shalola. Right? Those are similar to the head of the Ola, which the Torah says straight up should be burnt on the Mizbeach. Even though it has many bones, kitzuch kra. So when do you need the pasuk? When do you need the pasuk to teach what the bones and the sinews are brought up? The parshu only when they have separated from the meat. For Rabbi, what about Rabbi, who explains the first pasuk is teaching only attached things, bones and sinews are brought up in the mizbeach? He would say mechubar and hetera, attached bones and sinews that are mutter, and therefore they're like the bones of the head of the ola. Beep, turn the page. Tzadim and beis lo itzuch kra l'rabuy. That you don't need a pasuk to include. I include them in the list of the things I put in his bech because you can learn it from the head of the Ola Kitzuch Kra, the Gidon Nashe b'mechubar. To include the Gidon Nashe when it's still attached to the thigh. Since the Gidon Nashe is aser to normally be eaten, you can't go compare it to the head bones, which are mutter to be eaten, and therefore the din to bring the attached Gidon Nashe and Ola together with the thigh can't be learned out from the chiv to bring the head bones of the Ola together with its meats, and therefore we learn this pasuk, and the Kohen will burn everything on the Mizbeach. The teacher of the attached Gidon Nashe is brought along with it, and therefore this pasuk is now no longer free to teach that the separated bones and sinews are brought in the Mizbeach. So therefore, what do we say? We say when it says, and you shall make your Ola offerings, the meat and the blood, it's coming to teach us as a miyot that even bones and sinews that are mutter to be eaten, they're not brought if they're separated from the meat of the carbon. V'rabbanu, what do the rabbanu, what do they say back? They're going to say that a pasuk is not needed to teach that an attachment of us is burnt with the thigh. Of course. Mimashke Yisrael, mina mutter li Yisrael, because the pasuk says about the carbon that from Mimashke Yisrael, from the feast of Israel, which we learn out that the karbanos can come only from that which is mutter for them to be eaten. So the gid anasha, which is aser for a regular person to eat, cannot be brought on the mizbech, even as part of the thigh. The pasuk adds the bones and the sinews to this list of parts of brought on the mizbech, have to therefore come to include bones and sinews that's separated from the ola meat. Says Rashi, Mimashki Yisrael, Mikrohu, Besefi Cheskel, Se Echon, Binatzon, Minamasai, Mimashki Yisrael, Le'inyan Karbonos, and Eskeim, Sef, it's talking about Karbonos and their libations. Mefreshina and Le, B'Psachim, B'Perik Elu Oven, Minamutter Li Yisrael, things that are mutter from Israel, that you can brought in. Begin on Nasha, Lo. Chirabi Kra, Perishu, Dehetera, Rebbe Velom Chubarin, Isura. What does Rabbi say back to that? Rabbi, he would say that even though we have that teaching, this Gid Anasha still brought in the Mizbeach. I mean, did have a chelev adam, just like chelev and dam of a carbon, which are not mutter for normal to be eaten, but they're still brought. Mizbeach, Rashi says, Dasuin lechol, the craven legvoth, so said the Yipa, still is brought. Vachik siv min a mutter, the Israel, the Ute Trefa, it's going to be my to Trefa, Val Min Habasar, Karav Kulo, from the Basar, it's with all things about. For Rabbanan, what do they say back? Mitzvah Samekach Shani. No, when it's their mitzvah for this to be done, then it's going to be different. So, to the Chel from the Dam, it says straight up to make a carbon by burning the Chel and sprinkling the blood of the Mizbeach. So, they're part of the carbon itself. So, the blood and the Chel of the carbon can't be, you can't bring this as a raya for the, as the Gid Anasha. So we see from this that whether the Giranasha of an Ola is brought on the Mizbeach when it's still attached to the thigh is a machlokas. Like Rav Nachman Yitzchak just said, that was what this whole thing is brought for. Am Rav Huna says, Giranasha shel Ola, cholzo le tapuach. You remove it from the thigh, chuck it to the tapuach. That's the amount of ash in the middle of the Mizbeach. Chuck it. Yeah. Rav Chista, Mori Dechi. Rashi says, what's Mori Dechi? Is that Baal Shmu Azu Evin Dvarecha, Rechi Nemer Lo Yochel Mizbeach? He's a little bit taken aback by this statement. Miksiv Al Kain Lo Yochel Mizbeach? Does it say, therefore, that the Mizbeach should not need to get an Asher? Al Kain Lo Yochel Bnei Yisrael, Ksiv. It says Bnei Yisrael. So why shouldn't it be burnt on the Mizbeach? Mizbeach can, so to speak, eat the Gid Anasha, not a problem. For Rav Huna asks burning the Gid Anasha, Mimashke Yisrael, min amutter li Yisrael, because of this, then we said from the Feast of Israel, which is telling us that the karbanos have to be from that, so it's mutter for them to be eaten. The Gid Anasha has to be eaten, therefore can't be brought. Meisvei, so we straight up, that's a machlokas. Meisvei, Rav Huna's din is going to get challenged now from the Braisa. Gid Anasha, because he's asering. You're not burning the Gid Anasha on the Mizbeach. We have a kash on him. Gid Anasha shel Shlamim. The Gid Anasha of Shlamim mechabdo la'ama. You remove it from the thigh and sweep it into the Amma, the canal that goes across, you know, by the, in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shel Ola, Ola, Ma'ale, you bring it up. Ma'ale, Maktiro. So you see, you bring it up and you burn it on the Mizbeach, which pretty much goes straight against Rav Huna, says you don't do it there. Lo, Ma'ale, V'cholzo. It means you bring it up on the Mizbeach while it's still in the thigh, and then you remove it from the thigh and you chuck it onto the tepuach. Like Rav Huna said, "Umi acher shechaltol l'mameleu." But since he removes it from the thigh, he isn't burning his bech. Why does he bring it up in there at all? Just remove it before bringing it his bech. Lo mishum shenemar hakriveu na lepechasecha. Present it, please, to your governor. Pasuk in Malachi, and it's talking about those who bring not good karbanos to Hashem. It's like a very big insult. Yeah, go give it to the governor. But we're not whatever we did disrespectful. To bring to a regular ruler or a king or a governor or something like that, you don't do it for Hashem, and therefore it's not proper to bring a cut up thigh, you know, up in the Mizbeach. So you bring it up over there and then you remove it. Tanya Kofi said, Rav Huna, Gid Anasha Shel Shlamim, Mechabed Amma, you sweep it into the canal, Vishal Ola Chalso Tapuach, he removes it from the thigh and he throws it into the mound of ashes that's the center of the Mizbeach. Again, proving Rav Huna's point that you don't go and you don't burn the Ginnanashad. Even the Mizbeach can't eat it, so to speak. Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah Tami that says, Tapuach Hayabam Sam Mizbeach, this Tapuach, this mound of ashes in the middle of the Mizbeach. Pa'amim Haya Allah Kishalosh Meos Kor. Sometimes there are 300 core of ashes that were located on it. Amarava, Rava says, Guzma. That's an exaggeration. 300 core, that's way too much. Rashi says, Guzma Milsa Ba'alma. Love Dafka. The real Malo Gil of Shalosh Kor. I never got to 300 Kor. This is a common number that comes out throughout Shas. 300 is often in the Guzma. Hishkus the Tamil Bakosh Shel Zav. Now it says that we have another Mishnah that they gave the Tamid to drink in a gold cup before they shechted the lamb. You see the carbon tub, but they give it water to drink in a golden cup. Having an animal drink before being shechted makes it easier to remove the hide. Rashi says, "Kishabay in the shechlo mashkin osel v'hu noach lahavshet." Then it's easier to skin it. Rava says, "Guzma." Nah, that's an exaggeration. The lav koshel zav davka. Rashi says, "Those are really a golden cup." Amarabiyami says, "Rami dibra Torah lashon havai." These are examples of the Torah speaking in Hawaii, meaning it's not being literal. Rashi says, "Lashon hedyot she'enu medaktik b'dvarv." Not being so meticulous in its wording. Emotzi b'piv davar she'enu. Bringing up things that really aren't for low, she's scavenging the shaker a low dak. It's not that it's coming to specifically wanting to lie, it's just not being precise in the lashon. Dibri neviim lashon avay, the neviim would speak in such ways, and dibri chacham lashon avay, and the chacham spoke like this as well. In one straight sentence, let's try it again. Dibra tar lashon avay, dibri neviim lashon avay, and dibri chacham lashon avay. There are times you're going to find that each one of them are speaking that not literal. Dibichacham loshan avay hadam, and that's like we just said over here, the 300 kor. Dibitar loshan avay, arim gedolos v'tziros b'shamayim. It says in Devarim, we just read this a couple weeks ago, that the large cities and fortify to the heavens, right? So it can't be clearly, it's not reaching all the way to shamayim. Rashi says amalodak. V'chein v'tibaka aretz da adonia dinir mikol ahemon. That pasuk that's talking about that the Torah was speaking of Avai is talking about when the spies went to go check out Eretz Canaan, and they came and they said, well, wow, they were large and fortified to the heavens, and obviously that's not what it means. It just means that they were really high. You have to look up to the heavens to be able to see it. Where do you find they spoke in such a way? It's the Rashi says that the ground split from their noise, right? This is Malachim talking about the David HaMelech when he was old and Adoniah came, he tried to take over the throne. The Shlomo was supposed to do it. When David was told of this, so then he commanded that his son Shlomo become the king immediately. And it says that the celebration was so loud that it sounds like there's been an earthquake. That doesn't mean literal. There are three times that you find that the Chacham is speaking of Avai. Elohim Tapuach, that's this mound of the ash, Gefen, by the grapevine, Uparochas, and by the Parochas. Tapuach Adamin, the Tapuach, it's like we said already. We just said it. That's the 300 core thing, which wasn't literal. Gefen, the Tanah, what about Gefen? We have a Mishnah Midos. Gefen Shel Zahav, Haisal Medes, HaPiskel Shel Heichal. There was a grapevine of gold that was by the entrance of the Heichal. Umudla algabe klunsos, and it was suspended over poles. And Rashi says that it was a kamin gefin hoya osu shkarin trela, shemudla ala klunsos. It's like a thing known as like a trellis. It's like these grapevines that are growing over something. Chomish hayim is nadev gager o eshkol, and they would donate a grape, a golden grape or a cluster to the base of English, a gold one, maybe vitolaba. Would bring it, and the Kohen would hang it. And Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadok, Ma'isa hayo v'nimnu aleh shlosh meos kohanim lefanosa. It once happened that there was so much gold that was on this whole area that 300 kohanim were appointed to clear all this gold that was given over there. Says Rashi, Guzma. That is a Guzma. Paroches, where do you find this idea? The Paroches, the Tanan, we looked at the Mishnah in Shkalim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Ben Asgan, Paroches Ovi a Tefach, the thickness of the Paroches was a Tefach. That's pretty thick, by the way. That's like the, you know, a tefach is a hand breadth. The al shiv mushnaim nirim neregas. It was woven in 72. Okay, this is now you're getting into like sewing stuff. This is known as heddel shafts. Those are the things that lift up and lower the threads on the loom. The al kol nima v'nima esim v'arba. Within each one had 24 strands. Arka arba arba'im ba'ama. Its length was 40 amas for rachba esim ba'ama. And its width was 20 amos. This is quite a huge parochas. Umishmonim ushtei ribonas. This is made from 820,000 threads. Ushtei mosim b'shana. Two are made every year. Ushalosh meos kohanim. Matzbilan sum and 300 kohanim would be used to immerse it in the mikvah if it ended up becoming tamei. Rashi says, right, when it becomes tamei, v'hainu lashon havai, delo bai kulehai. Not true. You don't need this many people to go out and to do it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.